Page 209. Song lines.
Song lines can be very complicated. The word song lines comes from the English translation, obviously. It's in English, song lines. In our culture, we understood the whole area where we lived, but also the structure of trade and ceremony. So you'd move from one piece of your where you belong to another clan group. And so you'd have to move through the land. So song lines are actually maps of the land. To give you an idea, you got a group of say 100 people, men, women and children. They're living in an area, they're camping there, they go out hunting. The men go out looking for the emu, the wallaby, the kangaroo and the fish and so forth. The women go out looking for the seeds and the wild fruits and things that they will use for cooking. And so what happens, as you're going out to hunt over a period of time, you have to go a little bit further. The animals get a little bit scarcer. Our culture, you do not destroy. So what would happen then? The warriors would report back, the women would report back, it was getting scarcer and further to go to hunt and to gather their food source. The elders would come together, they'd have a meeting, and then they would decide it's now time to leave that area. You don't destroy it because it has to regenerate and regrow again. So we move on before we destroy it. And so they will sing of the land they're moving into. They'll sing of the rivers, the bend in the river, the rock formation, the trees, the food source that's found there. And the people knowing the land intimately, they know exactly where they're going. And as they're going along these tracks or song lines or maps of the land, they'd be singing of the earth because sacred areas, sacred places, things that have happened in the past. So they're singing and chanting all the way along and giving thanks to the earth, to the mother. The English see that and they've seen our people and they call them song lines. Because we moved around the land to protect it. We were natural greenies and ecologists.
Copyright Queensland Rural Medical Education Limited.